Text, you're digging the suit, Crowell, man. Stick with it. I might do it every day.
No, you won't.
Be a professional.
Be better than the West Virginia guard.
It would be.
Oh, Callis, I love it.
It would be.
Man, he was quick with that.
You would have grown up in front of our eyes.
I don't know if you guys noticed this earlier. Got my Dub V socks on. Let's see if I get this hamstring up there for the web stream. I can't. There you go.
I would love if he went back and
fell. There's the socks.
Oh, my goodness.
I got married in these socks.
Did you?
Yeah. They never came off that night.
Have you washed them?
Yes, I have washed them. They're actually getting quite holy.
You know what? There is something, though. You do tease me for being an immature adult guy.
Yeah.
You show up to work every day in the school you went to's outfits, and that's all you wear, with a hat.
Callis, for picture day the other day, you wore a T-shirt and ball
shorts.
It said
shorts. Pittsburgh football on it. We work at a sports radio station. This isn't the flagship of West Virginia, though. That's
boom.
Wow.
Top rope. Top rope. Pew, pew, pew. Elbow drop.
Wow.
We had a
drone
shot of all the people there that could attend for Pittsburgh Magazine, and front and center in that drone shot, based on his outfit, you got Callis Fupa just hanging out.
That's
too far now. I can't barb back.
The guy's on a wake at 180. Give
that's
him,
true.
Like, plus 36 pounds. Yeah, you jack wagon.
Please bite that. That is so good.
I lost 36 pounds, you jack wagon. I love it, man.
He's not even laughing either. He's serious.
He's dead serious.
Bang!
He would fold you up like an accordion, Crowley. You didn't respond to my Instagram video I sent you the other night.
You sent me an Instagram video?
I saw it.
I'm not on Instagram much.
You should look at it. It might bring back some memories.
Was it a backyard brawl basketball kind of deal?
No, it had nothing to do with Pitt or West Virginia.
Oh. Well, I'm going to look it up during the break.
Yeah, you can do that.
Do you think it'll derail the rest of the show?
No. Okay. It depends on how you react to it, but maybe.
You know what we're going to be looking at in about 10 days? The entire 13-9 football game.
Oh. Where are we doing this at?
My van.
Oh,
jeez, man. Oh, that would be torture.
Let me tell you something.
No. Have you seen this van?
I have seen the van.
Is it like...
Don't encourage him.
Is it the kind of van that, like, in a movie, like, dudes would have pantyhose on top of their head and roll up on you and, like, kidnap somebody?
Yes.
Is that what kind of van
basically.
It is?
Yes.
It's like a Chevy Astro.
Yes.
It's red. It's not white.
Well, it would be a black van.
Me having to sit in the back of Callis's van and watch 13-9... It's like the seven circles of hell.
Yeah.
You can't come up with a worse situation.
Right. I might have to eat one, Callis. I might have to
he might skip
take
out
one
on
for
it.
The team and watch it in there with...
Oh, yeah, no!
Just so he's miserable. Even more miserable than he will be. I think I might have to do it. It's worth it.
Do you have a TV in there?
Yeah, there's two screens you can watch on.
Are they on the back of the headrest?
No. There's one in the front screen, and then the back screen drops down from the ceiling. So yep. We could have two rows, three rows of people.
I think we might have to do it, or I'll bring the pizza. We could all just sit in there. Turn
the pizza
the car.
Will fit in there for sure.
Yeah,
we
cut, the,
there.
Cut the heat on and watch it in the van. I think we might be doing that. That's it. Yep. Pat's coming too.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Yay!
This is tremendous.
That's what you get, jack wagon. You stink.